Knowing the potential importance of bats in transmitting diseases like Ebola is key to avoiding future outbreaks. Another key is vaccines against Ebola and other new viral diseases. And for Ebola, there has been a breakthrough. But as the world's Jasmine Garst reports from Uganda, the new vaccine won't slam the door on Ebola.
When it first started, Walter Odong thought his neighbors had been poisoned.
You could find in a family, three people are dying.
Walter lives in the northern Ugandan city of Gulu, a busy neighborhood where stray dogs and roosters stroll through a labyrinth of mud huts and cement block houses. It was rainy season, November 4th, 2000. Business was slow at Walter's soap shop, so he went home early.
Then I decided to go and watch television.
When he got there, he found one of his young neighbors was really sick. So he took her to the hospital, and to his surprise, one of his friends was there. She was ill. He sat by her bedside.
She said, "Walter, I'm very sick. I will not survive." I said, "No, you will survive. You will walk home." She said, "Walter, no. It's now too much for me."
A few days later, Walter's friend was dead, and so were three of the nurses who had cared for her. And Walter, he started to feel weird, disoriented.
The pain I was experiencing was the real pain. Severe headache, stomach, everywhere there were pain.
Weeks passed and Walter was getting sicker. He says his fever spiked. He couldn't control his bodily functions anymore. And by the time he checked into the hospital, it was understood that there was an Ebola outbreak in the city of Gulu. Ebola is transmitted through bodily fluids, even being splashed or sprayed by saliva or blood. Walter thinks he got it by leaning over his friend's bed, but it could have also been when he took his neighbor to the hospital. He'll never know.
The nurse was shouting from a distance, and I was left to sleep on the bed without mattress.
He was given a metal bed frame to lie on. At one point in his feverish sleep, he says he overheard his mother and his friends talking.
They were preparing for my burial. I could hear that, but I cannot respond.
They put Walter on a saline drip to keep him hydrated, but back then that's about as much as they could do to help those infected with Ebola. While Walter came close to death, his immune system was strong enough to fight the virus. Then, in December 2013, an outbreak in Guinea changed everything.
Now to the growing Ebola crisis. The virus does continue to march.
Dying of Ebola is a brutal process.
These patients are fighting one of the deadliest diseases in the world, Ebola.
That outbreak spread like wildfire across West Africa. It would eventually take more than 11,000 lives and years to get under control. It also created a real sense of urgency for a vaccine. Pharmaceutical giant Merck bought an Ebola vaccine being developed.
We now have a tool which has been demonstrated of being highly efficacious in protecting against Ebola infection.
Dr. Marie-Paul Kini is an assistant director general with the World Health Organization, WHO. Kini explains to me that this vaccine is preventative for the deadly Zaire strain, and the main goal is to vaccinate first responders, doctors, and nurses.
So that if there is a beginning of an outbreak, immediately you would have people protected in order to intervene.
And she says immunity in the body builds quickly, as fast as 10 days. So it might also be used for populations who could be exposed.
When there is a new case of Ebola, you go quickly to the field and you identify who are the contacts of this case, one who have touched the body, who have touched the bodily fluid, who have been living close to the person.
The vaccine licensed by Merck was tested during an outbreak last year in Guinea. It was a success, according to the WHO, but Kini says there is still work to be done.
In terms of improving the stability of the vaccine, because the one that we had used in Guinea needs to be stored at ultra-cold temperature, at minus 80, so that's not very easy.
When I visit Walter's neighborhood, the heat is sweltering, and there are constant power outages. Also, this vaccine will only protect against the Zaire strain of Ebola. There are several other deadly strains out there. Experts say another outbreak is highly likely. Merck is pushing to have its vaccine available before that happens. But even then, this vaccine can't save you if you've already been infected. So Kini says there's a lot more work to be done, and she's looking forward to other pharmaceutical companies jumping into the market.
I was seated outside the ward under the mango tree.
One day, about a month after contracting Ebola, Walter woke up and felt well enough to go outside. He sat under a mango tree on the hospital grounds. By the time the epidemic had run through Gulu, over 400 people had been infected and more than half were dead. Walter's doctor died too. Walter was one of the lucky ones. But he realized as soon as he left the hospital that there was a stigma attached to having survived. When Walter got home, everything in his house had been burnt in an effort to stop the spread of Ebola in the neighborhood.
All my house, all property were burned, including even a plastic plate, by the way.
Nothing remained except for Walter. For The World, I'm Jasmine Garzd, Gulu, Uganda.